There's been a further increase in grocery price inflation here. According to market research consultants Kantar, prices rose on an annualised basis by 16.8% last month, up from 16.4% for the figure for February. Kantar says consumers' annual grocery bills are set to rise by more than €1,200 this year if they don't make changes to their shopping habits. Well, let's talk now to the Managing Director of Kantar, David Berry, who's on the line. David, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So I suppose we're seeing the continuation of this pattern, but a further increase in that annualised rate of grocery inflation. It's not going away yet.
It's not, Brian. No. I guess the cost pressures are there across the economy as a whole, and certainly groceries are part of that. So we have seen that rate of inflation increase, and it increased marginally, I guess, up to 16.8%. I think we really saw the heavy increase in inflation coming through across the second half of 2022, in particular towards the end of the year. So what we have seen is the rate of increase is starting to reduce. And I think there's a sign there that we're almost at that peak of inflation. Mm-hmm. And I think if we're thinking further ahead in the coming months, we anticipate that rate of inflation starting to reduce down. So possibly from May onwards, we're going to start seeing the level of inflation begin to drop and begin to reduce down, hopefully back to more normal levels that we would have expected in previous years.
But at the moment, the increases we're seeing are across the board, are they?
They are pretty consistent, yes. Yeah, I think that, you know, what's driving those increases are pretty common across all different sectors of groceries. You know, the core production costs and the logistic costs are there, and the pressure is coming through. So it is pretty consistent across the board. I think almost a lot of the price increases have been absorbed as much as possible in the supply chain, and then eventually it does have to be passed on to the consumers, to the shoppers.
So this figure you cite of €1,211 as the rise that people are facing, I presume that's in a sort of typical basket of grocery items, that if people don't make changes to their shopping habits, that you say is the kind of increase that people would be expecting to have to endure this year.
It would be. So that would be the annual increase. So across the whole year, that if people bought exactly the same items as they bought last year, they bought them again this year, and that rate of inflation stayed the same, that's the amount of increase cost that people would be looking to find. Obviously, what we do see is that people do adapt and they do change their behaviour, and they start to reduce down that increase, and they adopt different ways and means of doing that. For example, at the moment we do see a reduction in volume, in the amount of volume that people are buying. So that's coming, dropping back a little bit, and that's one of the ways that people can use to try and almost trade out some of that inflation. I think that you know, typically when we talk about things like food wastage, there is an awful lot of food that doesn't actually end up being eaten. So one of the ways that people can look to manage and look to reduce the impact on their bills is just to stop that, to try and make sure that exactly what they do buy is what they end up using and exactly what they need.
And own brands have overtaken the other category of consumer brands now in these latest figures as well.
We have seen, yeah, exactly, that's what we have seen. So they've gone slightly ahead in terms of the share of what people spend on groceries. The own brand has gone slightly ahead of branded items. And, you know, these are the decisions that consumers are making at the moment. So they're very aware, I guess, of the prices that are in store, and they're looking to make sure they make the right decision as to what it is that they pick up and buy. And in some instances, that's a trade-off between own brand and brands. It's still very competitive between the two, so there's a lot of branded price promotions and offers that consumers can avail of, but certainly really conscious and making sure that they make the right choice and picking up the right item and the one that they perceive offers the best value.
Right. And just one other aspect of all of this, which I think you've noted in previous reviews, people are shopping more frequently but spending less on each of those trips, I suppose, a way of trying to manage cash flow.
It is a way, yeah. If you've set yourself a strict target, a strict budget in terms of what you're going to spend, and one of the ways that you can do and keep track of that is by just buying a little bit, that little and often approach, which is what we see. So we might see shopping baskets becoming a bit more popular than shopping trolleys as people look to manage that spend.
Very good. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for that. David Berry from Kantar.